The Gillette Company is walking the razor's edge once again with its advertising campaigns. Earlier this year, the brand released an ad featuring boys being bullied by other boys and men harassing women. And then the voiceover asks,
"Is this the best a man can get? Is it? We can't hide from it.
Sexual harassment is taking over.
It's been going on far too long."
Well, this past week, the company posted a Facebook ad that shows a father teaching his transgender teen how to shave, and that video quickly went viral as well, but not without controversy. Here and Now media analyst John Carroll joins us now. And John, first of all, what's the company's thinking behind this latest campaign?
Well, Gillette executives say that brands have a responsibility to use their voice to champion issues of great great relevance. So they've taken their tagline, "The best a man can get," which has been their slogan for 30 years, and changed it to "The best a man can be." Mm-hmm. They say it's about a new era of masculinity, and they conducted focus groups where a lot of men were saying, "I'm not a bad guy, but I'm not sure how to be a better one."
That ad in January got a lot of exposure, but it also got a pretty mixed reaction.
Yeah, it got over 30 million views on YouTube, but it got almost a million and a half thumbs down responses, which is about double the thumbs ups.
Okay, let's listen to the newest ad. This is the father teaching his child to shave.
"South, south, north, north, east, west, never in a hurry. Right.
Warm. Now don't be scared. Don't be scared. Shaving is about being confident. Oh, you're doing fine. You are doing fine."
The young man in the spot is a transgender rights activist named Samson Bonkeabantu Brown, and that is his real dad. It's not an ad dad. Samson wrote on his Facebook page that he's really blessed to have such a supportive family, and he hopes the ad will encourage other trans people to know that the world can be inclusive.
And this is interesting because traditionally advertisers have wanted to run away from controversial issues, right, because of the potential backlash. But it sounds like things are changing.
Things are changing, but the responses have broken along the traditional, predictable cultural fault lines. One conservative blog said about this latest ad that Gillette is continuing its effort to force its progressive agenda down America's throat. Mm-hmm. A talk show provocateur, Piers Morgan, said about the earlier ad that it is absurd, virtue signaling, PC guff. But the other thing is there's the obligatory YouTube videos of people disposing of Gillette disposable razors, many throwing them in the toilet, which is not the smartest thing to do.
No, but should we trust Gillette's good intentions here? Because here we are, we're talking about it. We've played the ads, and clearly the company thinks it can sell more razors by doing this.
Right, but there are other potential benefits too. Some point to the ability to inoculate themselves against charges of insensitivity or sexism. 30-40% of their customers are women. There's also the issue of speaking out on social issues, that young people want brands to speak out, take a stand on social issues, and that's a market that they're looking for.
Other brands have done that. Look what Nike did with Colin Kaepernick earlier. John Carroll, media analyst for Here and Now, will have a link to his campaign outsider blog at our website, hereandnow.org.